Yagan Square. It is such a great spot, and yet, truth is, it's been a real thing trying to get something that is settled.
Trying to get it right.
It right. And we're back having another go, and the Minister for Planning, John Carey, is joining us this morning. Good morning, John.
Welcome, John.
Hi, guys.
So a new redevelopment for Yagan Square has been announced. Tell us what's set to happen.
So, look, I think we all know it just didn't work. And the reality is people just walked by. So we're reworking it with the Nocturnal Crew. If you know, they're the people behind Beaufort and the old synagogue in Fremantle.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's a complete revamp. Yeah, okay. With 11 bars, 3 restaurants. But the best thing is going to be a live music venue, which, as you probably know, we critically need in Perth.
Yeah. To be fair, I never walked past it because Hiss and Smoke was one of my favourite Japanese restaurants. But so do you think this is the live venue is going to be maybe the key point of difference this time around?
Yeah, I do. I think, and, you know, it's who's running it. Those guys have got the runs on the board. But the other thing you've got to remember is that there will be ECU campus across, right across, and that's going to have 8,000 to 10,000 students. So I think that plus this really renewal of, and it's called Stories. It's got, you know, it's got incredible wall murals inside. They're really going for something special. And I think both of those are going to bring a lot more people into a part which I think we all have to acknowledge, let's just call it for what it is, a dead zone.
Yeah, I see the queues at Old Synagogue. I'm down Freeway and now, John, and it's a huge hit and these people have got the runs on the board. But when you think about Yagan, it was just more and more demoralising for people as these venues started shutting down one by one. What about the antisocial behaviour that we see there at times? What's the plan there?
Yeah, look, that's a good question. I'd say two things. First of all, you might have noticed we have put a 24-hour police mobile facility. It's a mobile facility, but it's permanently there. So that's where police run their operations out of in the city. But the other thing is, people is the answer. As you know, you go to any city around the world where there is plenty of people on the street, that's where it feels safe, vibrant. So if we can get more people in there, it will also address the safety issues.
It's a chicken and an egg situation, isn't it? But, you know, really, the Edith at Cowan University campus, that's going to be an utter game changer for that whole, you know, feeling alive and on the street and
numbers,
everything factor.
Yeah, look, it's about people. So you can think about it, 8,000 to 10,000 students in the city, and people say to me, oh, students don't spend the money. Actually, all the research shows they do. They do actually go to the bar, they go to the restaurant, they want to have fun. So you see Melbourne, you see other cities around the world, we're confident it's going to work.
Yeah, yes. And students' families come and spend money as well.
Yes.
Yeah, whether they're coming from eastern states or in town or overseas, which is always great, John.
So, look, the whole thing opens, exclusive for you guys, that it opens on the 27th and 28th of April.
Okay.
They're actually going to close down the Horseshoe Bridge and have a big market across the bridge, which is brilliant, and they'll be all different. It's called Illuminate, so there'll all be all these free entertainment. It's going to be brilliant.
A month and a week away. I didn't realise it was going to be so soon. That's like awesome.
Next year or something. That's great.
Well, I better.
Hey, John, while you're here, mate, just quickly, I saw you on the television last night talking, showing off some magnificent little small houses. We know housing and homelessness is terrible. I think these ones are for seniors, but those homes on the news I saw, they look magnificent.
Yeah, look, I want to say this. We get the housing market is bloody tough. We're throwing everything at it, and tiny homes are part of the solution. They only take 12 weeks to build. You build them off-site, you bring them on, drop them off, and so it's a quicker turnaround time, and yet those tiny homes will be for seniors who are doing it tough.
Right.
Whoever initially came up with the tiny house idea, you know, first of all, they were changing basically shipping containers into houses
and
so on.
And things,
they deserve, you know, a medal. It's the greatest idea ever. Perfect.
Well, it is, and
for seniors.
It's really high quality now. Like people,
of course.
High spec,
some pushback.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. It's not just a big square. It's decked out.
Yeah, and inside they've been so well planned. There's still plenty of space for living. So you're not creating slums or anything ridiculous. It's good.
No, these are beautiful quality. There was like even a window place where you can sit. Like you look at it, and you think This is a great little home. And I think not just for people on the social waiting list, but for anyone who's looking at an alternative to, say, a young, you know, university student or something else like that.
Oh, we've got some very bright minds in, you know, those people that design these things. So I'm not surprised. All right, 28th of April, I'm penciling it in, John, for the opening of Yagan Square. 27th and 28th, was it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, from 11 a.m. and the Horseshoe Bridge closed for Perth's biggest vintage market.
Okay. Very nice. Okay. Thank you, John. A lot of upside there. Well done.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Cheers.
Well, let's hope that, because it is such a great spot and it's a shame to see it. Never. I mean, I thought what was there before was fantastic.
And to walk around there once things started shutting down.
You didn't want to go there.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
No one wants to hear the words white elephant, do they?
Let's be honest. You did not feel comfortable walking around that area.
I'm as shocked as you. That's only 5 weeks away, so it's pretty cool.